Answering questions from VOA News, Prime Minister Dan defended Vietnam's policy to stop the Catholic Church from taking back church buildings and other properties that were confiscated by the state since 1954. In recent weeks, Vietnamese Catholics have held demonstrations in several parts of the country to demand the return of church properties. However, Mr. Dan said Vietnam would not accept any pressure, including from the Vatican, on this issue.
Vietnam, bảo đảm mọi người Việt Nam.
He says that all properties in Vietnam belong to the country and the government, and all the property claims have to be carried out according to the law. He adds that every citizen in Vietnam, including religious groups, have to respect the law and the constitution of the country. Mr. Dang also warns that he rejects the idea of any religious groups working against the law. He says the property claims of the Vatican go against the Vietnamese constitution and the law. His comments came as Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Triết reportedly planned to visit Italy and to meet with Pope Benedict XVI in November or December as part of efforts to re-establish diplomatic relations between Vietnam and the Vatican. Yet activists claim Mr. Dan's arguments have been misused by the government to crack down on both Catholics and Protestants amid reports that several church leaders and individual Christians have been detained. Mr. Dang spoke after talks with Hungarian Prime Minister Gordon Bányai on improving economic relations, including a $88 million loan agreement between the two nations for the building of a hospital in Vietnam. Hungarian Prime Minister Bányai told VOA News, however, that despite the improved economic relations, Hungary and the European Union will continue discussions with Vietnam about international concerns over its human rights record.
We do appreciate greatly that human rights ongoing discussion that is going on between Vietnam and the European Union. Hungary is part of that active discussion. We consider the European Union to be an alliance of values, including human values and human rights. We share the opinion of our European partners, and we expect that this cooperation and discussion between Vietnam and the European Union will lead to an improving relationship between our countries and alliances.
Mr. Bainai's comments about Vietnam are closely watched by the European Union, as Hungary will take over the rotating EU presidency in 2011. The country is already part of the EU presidential troika, which consists of next year's EU presidents Spain and Belgium, as well as Hungary. Vietnam has Southeast Asia's second largest Catholic community after the Philippines, with at least 6 million followers. Catholic activists have criticized Washington for scrapping Vietnam from its list of countries of particular concern regarding religious rights, saying the move would legitimize the communist government and what they view as the war on religion. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.